know, manufacturing, you know, in Atlanta.
Mm, of course.
But nowadays, I guess 500 people were going into manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
We need another industry here terribly. We had a banking union who got this for us, but we've had nobody since then. And the cashier of the bank stole everything we had in the bank. And
good gracious.
And he was on the church board that way.
Oh, lovely.
And then the town council. I lost quite a lot of money myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you some short answer questions now, and if you have several words that you might use for this particular thing, tell me all of them, and if you don't have any at all, tell me that too. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Might say what?
I expect to see him later this. What time of day is it? After about, before twilight?
Mm-hmm. Before
trying. Mm-hmm.
And
what?
Afternoon?
Yeah, exactly. It's just very simple. Thank you. Just interested in whether you'd say afternoon or evening.
No, evening, that's it.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
dawn.
All right. And what's an expression with sun in it that means the same thing? Sun?
Sunshine?
Well, just when the sun's coming up, it's sun.
Sunrise?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? In the morning there's sunrise, and in the evening there's...
Well, twilight, dusk.
Well, again, I'll ask you for an expression with sun in it. Sunrise and sun...
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say the weather is... Shall I go through it again?
Beautiful or clear.
Alright. Well, I took the process of that. The weather's been bad, and now the weather's becoming good. You say the weather is
clear.
Fine. What do you call a daily hollow rain that doesn't last very long?
A downpour.
Fine. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
What you would read, what you normally say.
What do you call the things in a fireplace that the logs rest on?
Andirons.
Okay.
Not vitals.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire? You know, the little
kindling or splinters.
All right. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers?
Like this.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
A rod would be inside the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what do you call the little room that has a rod and some hangers and you hang up coats or dresses or whatever?
Closet.
And what would you call it?
It's just
fairly done with that. What would you call the same thing that might be a piece of furniture?
Chivalry.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of the house?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of the house where some chairs might be placed? Like you have one out there.
Porch. Veranda, they call it in Mexico. I was there a few years ago. They call it still called veranda.
Well, now does a veranda have a roof on it?
Oh, yeah. And they also have a stoop, you know. I don't call it a stoop, actually.
Well, now does a stoop have a roof on it?
Yes, but a stoop is just a little thing. Just walk in out of it to the door.
Uh-huh.